Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus and welcoming you to another edition of our Friday DriveCast. And as you know by now, Fridays are the day of the week that we venture off from the weekly teaching topic. And I like to say we go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. 4.5 months ago, I suffered a serious ankle injury resulting in 2 100% dislocations, along with a compound fracture of my tibia. And since then, I've had multiple surgeries. And then to top it off, infection has set in, which has added to my challenges and convalescing time. And I share this with you, not so that you'll feel sorry for me, but so that you'll understand the season of life that I'm in. You know, there's been lots of loss that comes with the injury, but none more than the loss of control that I felt since early July. Speaking of control, I admit it, I'm a control freak. There, I said it. And maybe, just maybe, I'm speaking to other control freaks right now. Or maybe you know someone that loves to control every aspect of their lives, from their calendars, like who gets to meet with them and on what days they get to meet with them, or who gets a rain check, or on and on it goes. You know, someone defined control like this: control is that ever-present desire to always have to have everything our way. Much like our friend Simon Peter, Jesus' lovable disciple, who by and large was a control freak too. And Peter's love of control is addressed by Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 21. In verse 18 of John 21, Jesus says to Peter, "Peter, when you were younger, you used to gird, or to equip yourself in the power of your own strength, and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow older, you'll stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go." Wow, Jesus. I mean, he pulls no punches with Peter. And in essence, he tells Peter that the time of having things your way, your agenda, at your convenience, in the confines that you choose, is coming to an abrupt end soon, Peter. Somebody else is going to gird you. Your hands are going to be stretched out, and you'll be taken where you don't want to go. And this frank exchange between Jesus and Peter, it resonates with me. You know, lots of visitors from Life Point Church have asked me what I've learned over the past 4.5 months as I've experienced this injury and the fallout from it. And when I get that question, I open my Bible to John 21, and I read the words that I just read to you that Jesus spoke to Peter. Because for me, what I've learned is that control was a myth. And I'm not the captain of my own fate. Maybe I used to be, or at least I thought I was, but that ship has sailed. And now I'm at the mercy of orthopedic surgeons, infectious disease teams, home health care nurses, on and on it goes. And I have to be where they tell me to be, when they tell me to be there. And all of this is a wake-up call for a 60-year-old who's been used to having things my way for decades. But what's noteworthy is Jesus doesn't leave control freaks like Peter and Pastor Jeff hanging. In John 21:19, he looks at Peter and he says these two words, "Follow me." And that's the lesson I'm learning in the interim, that Jesus is the captain of my fate. And every day I need to die to my agenda, to my calendar, to my comfort, to my worldview, and simply try with the help of the Holy Spirit to follow Jesus more. So before I conclude today's DriveCast with prayer, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in to today's DriveCast, and just want to remind you that to tune in again Monday to another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And now I invite you to pray along with me and continue in prayer afterwards if you wish, as we take the topic of control in prayer to the Lord today. If you want to pray with me, you can pray something like this. Jesus, I bring the desire to control things, situations, people, and I lay that tendency that I have at your feet. Control has caused me to become too rigid, too regimented, and I know that I've missed God moments. Moments you've wanted me, or you've wanted to interrupt my plans by sending people into my path. But I've been too controlling to recognize those opportunities. So help me today to do better, Jesus. Amen.